The text for the lesson tonight is going to be taken from Matthew chapter 26, beginning in verse 69 through the end of that chapter. Matthew chapter 26, verses 69 through 75. In this record here, we have Matthew's account of Peter's denial of the Lord. Now, Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard, and a certain servant girl came to him and said, "You too were with Jesus the Galilean." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what you are talking about." And when he had gone out to the gateway, another servant girl saw him and said to those who were there, "This man was with Jesus of Nazareth." And again he denied it with an oath, "I do not know the man." And a little later the bystanders came up and said to Peter, "Surely you too are one of them, for the way you talk gives you away." Then he began to curse and swear, "I do not know the man." And immediately a cock crowed. And Peter remembered the word which Jesus had said, "Before a cock crows, you will deny me three times." And he went out and wept bitterly. Obviously, this is a passage that we're familiar with. And so what I want to do is just kind of review this and make some applications to us today. We see, and we read in verses 70 and 72 and 74, Peter denies the Lord three times. What leads up to the denial? There's a couple of things that I want us to look at. If we look back in the same chapter, Matthew chapter 26, look back in verse 31. There, Jesus told Peter, as well as the other apostles, that some things are going to happen. In verse 31, it's recorded, "Then Jesus said to them, 'You all will fall away because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike down the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee.' But Peter answered and said to him, 'Even though all may fall away because of you, I will never fall away.' Jesus said to him, 'Truly, I say to you that this very night, before a cock crows, you shall deny me three times.' Peter said to him, 'Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you.' All of the disciples said the same thing too." So Jesus had told them his apostles, and specifically Peter, the denial that he was going to make. I want to look at something that Luke adds to this event. In Luke chapter 22, in verse 31, Luke records this, and this is Jesus speaking, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has demanded permission to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And you, when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." And he said to him, "Lord, with you I am ready to go both to prison and to death." And he said, "I say to you, Peter, the cock will not crow today until you have denied me three times that you know me." So one of the things that Luke tells us is what's recorded for us there in verses 31 and 32. So again, Peter had been, in a sense, warned about this event. What we see in Peter, though, is a confidence level that is very high at this point. Peter, as well as the other apostles, say that we would never deny you. One of the lessons that we can take away from this is the idea of being overconfident. We can be overconfident. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12 says the following. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12. "Therefore, let him who thinks he stand take heed lest he fall." So we have a warning to be careful with overconfidence. Another behavior that we see from Peter in this event leading up to his denial is, as Jesus is taken out of the garden, Peter follows him, but he follows him from afar. In Mark chapter 14 in verse 34, Mark records, I've got the wrong scripture written down. Let me find it. 24. Yeah. Well, you know what? I wrote in the book of Mark, in chapter 14, and I am not seeing it. I apologize. Peter is following Jesus from afar as he is taken into custody. And so we need to be careful about following the Lord from afar. One of the passages that occurred to me is what Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 12 says, where it talks about, it specifically says, if one can overpower him who is alone, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart. So Peter's following from afar gave him no support in that situation. And so we can learn from that behavior. In Peter's denials, one of the things that he exhibited was, honestly, a lack of courage. There's many passages that talk about us needing to stand and stand firm and things like that. First, or in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 1, Paul writes to the Philippian brethren there, therefore, my beloved brethren, whom I long to see, my joy and crown, in this way stand firm in the Lord, my beloved. Passage that we quote a lot, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. So we need to have courage as we deal with the world, with sin, and stand fast. And be that light shining in the darkness. Another thing that we see in Matthew's account of the denial is that verse 75 says that he remembered the word of which Jesus had said. In other words, up until that point, he had not remembered. He had forgotten it. And we must, from the standpoint of us, we need to make sure that we never forget what Jesus has done for us, his commands, the warnings that we find in the word that he has left for us. So those are just some of the things. So in conclusion, we can see from Peter's example that we need to pay attention when warnings are given to us. We need to pay attention to those. We need to not follow from afar. We need to have courage, and we certainly need to never forget. In Matthew chapter 11, the last few verses of that chapter, Jesus says, Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my load is light." Tonight, if you understand what you need to do to obey the gospel through faith in Jesus as the Son of God, through a repentance, the understanding the need for repentance, for understanding that we need to confess Jesus as Lord, and understanding their need and reason for baptism, we can assist you in doing that tonight. If you need the prayers of the congregation in any way, we can also assist in that manner. If you have any spiritual need that we can help with, please come forward as we stand and sing.